All right, so Johnny Cueto on the hill for the Giants today, and his opponent will be Chris Paddock. As Mark Sanchez said, probably a lot of bullpen guys today, but you never know in a baseball game what's going to happen. Bring in Kerry Crowley. Kerry, good morning. How are you on this Mother's Day?
Marty, I'm doing well, and I want to thank you because the feedback from the interview I did with my mom has been really great so far. So many people have said kind things on Twitter and have texted me in to say that they loved hearing my mom. So it really meant a lot to me, and you've always mentioned her on the show, and so that was really cool.
Well, I was glad to do it, and Raf said to me that she should have her own show.
Yeah, one day, I think she will. She can definitely do it.
Oh, there's no question. She can answer a question. I will tell you that.
She may not be able to hit, but she can talk.
Believe me, she can answer a question. It was great to have her on, and it was good, the spirit of what Mother's Day is all about. And Nancy Hayden Crowley, I thank her and FX for what they do for you and getting you ready to do this career, which you're doing beautifully at. So, Bill, go ahead.
I was going to say, you've heard of Wally Pipp, haven't you, Kerry? Because don't take a day off because Marty and I are going to recruit your mom. I mean, that's it. That's plain and simple.
No kidding. Yeah, absolutely. And it wouldn't surprise anyone who knows our family if that ever happened, Bill. So that's pretty funny you say that.
Well, Kerry, I want to talk about Steven Duggar, who's really starting to hit the ball the opposite way, changed his swing path. He's 8-for-19 in his last six games, playing center field again today. And it's a great option for Gabe Kapler to use another left-hander in the lineup. And, of course, Paddock's throwing today. So you got three lefties in the outfield. Tell me your impression so far of Duggar.
Well, Steven Duggar's always been interesting to me, Bill, for several reasons, because he was kind of handpicked as the center fielder of the future by Brian Sabian and Bobby Evans when he had that great year, I think, at Richmond at the AA level. He hit well over 300 in 2016. And so 2018, 2019, the Giants gave him a lot of opportunities. They wanted to see Duggar grow into the starting center fielder role, and it just never materialized. You know, he lost a lot of weight when he was playing frequently. It was difficult for him to keep the weight on, and when that happened, it was difficult for him to drive the baseball consistently. And so he was chasing pitches outside the strike zone. And I think the transition to the new coaching staff and Gabe Kapler's staff, it obviously has helped the veterans in Brandon Belt, Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, but it's also helped guys like Austin Slater and Steven Duggar, Bill, because they've taken those coaching points of only swinging at pitches you can drive. They've taken them very seriously, and you're seeing them look like more complete hitters.
Do we know what Cueto's been doing as far as getting ready for this start? I mean, you know, spring training, remember he was on the backfield, no one knew what he was doing, and he came out just firing bullets, you know, when the season started. Here he is, he's got the lat injury, he's been gone for, you know, 3-4 weeks, and now he's walking right back out to the mound again. What's he done?
Marty, do we ever know what the injured Giants players are doing in the Farhan era? No. I mean, they can say he did a few rehab assignments or a few, you know, simulated games. That's what they love their pitchers to do, is the simulated games, because there's no box score. No one's watching them. It's hidden away from everything. And so I have no idea if Johnny Cueto's ready to throw 40 pitches or 100 pitches today. And I think that, you know, Harleen Garcia came off the injured list the other day, Marty, and I didn't know that he was even rehabbing yet. And so I think that the injured list has kind of been a mystery for, you know, the last several years, and it's definitely true with Johnny Cueto coming back.
You know, Kerry, this defense has just been stellar in the first 33 games. They only have 9 errors, and I would probably have to think 5 of those are throwing errors. And yesterday, again, with Gausman on the hill, 9 ground ball outs, these guys are just all gold gloves. We've seen it out of LaGuardia and Crawford. And by putting Dubon at second base, I really think that opens up the shift a little bit better for him. He's got a cannon of an arm. You know, what have you seen? And we've all talked about it, but, you know, is there something different in this defense you've seen this year?
Well, they're really well coached, Bill. I think that that's obvious. The influence that Ron Wotus has over this defense, Marty talks to him every Sunday, and he can break down major league defense like no one else. And now you've got him working alongside Kai Correa, and those two have formed a really good partnership. You look at the Giants' batting average allowed on balls in play, and it's right near the top of the league. When they are shifting, they're doing it very successfully. They're getting a ton of ground ball outs. And Kai has always told me from the day that he started, and he may have even told you on the postgame show yesterday, Bill, that the important statistic is converting ground balls into outs. It's much easier to do that than it is with fly balls. In 2010, 2012, 2014, the Giants were always near the top of the league in that category. And this year, they're right near the top of the league as well. And so I just think it's the combination of having so many veteran infielders who know what they need to do, who've been there and done that at this level, and the combination of great coaching in Correa and Wotus. And it's really working out well for this pitching staff, like you mentioned.
Yeah, I like it. And I think the other thing is the hard ball, the hard hit ball rate. From this, come on, you know, Bill, you pitched, and, you know, and Kerry, you played enough ball. If the ball's coming off the bat at 62 miles an hour, it's different than 112 miles an hour.
No question. I love the exit velocity talk, Marty. Expected batting averages are much lower on balls that are hit at 62 miles an hour than they are at 112 miles an hour. So I think that you make a great point. And, you know, the combination of that and the launch angles, keeping the launch angles below zero, that means hitting the ball on the ground. And the Giants pitchers have done that. And so the analytic talk brightens my day, Marty. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I'm not ready for runs created. I know Dave's got it down. He explained it very well yesterday. I got it, but I have to work on that. I'm good on BABIP. I'm good on the hard hit ball rate, the chase rate, things that makes that are easy to understand, the strikeout rate, the walk rate, and the truth of the matter is the Giants are up there just about in everything, and that's why they're one of the best teams in baseball. This is not a fluke. In today's game of baseball, the way today is played, they are doing all these things as well as anybody or better than anybody, and it's not a fluke.
And what I would add to that, Marty, is we can talk analytics all day, but the Giants also have the best record in the National League. They have the best run differential in the National League, and those are the two things that matter the most. You know, it comes down to wins and losses, and the Giants are getting it done. The Padres came into town with an opportunity to surpass the Giants in the standings, and Gabe Kapler's club didn't let it happen in the first 2 days. A close victory on Friday and a dominant win with production from Belt, Crawford, and Slater on Saturday, and now they have the opportunity to go for the sweep against a club that dominated the headlines all offseason, that really took the spotlight off of the Giants because the Padres were set to go after the Dodgers, and now the Padres are playing catch-up, Bill.
You know, Kerry, we always talk about Crawford's defense, and he's been just outstanding, you know, this whole first part of the season. But, you know, in the beginning of the year, he was struggling as a hitter. And, boy, this week he's turned it on. Three home runs, again, yesterday, the three-run bomb. And he's changed his outlook on hitting. You hear him talk about the approach and the swing path. And I love seeing him go the opposite way, going to left field. In what you've seen from the beginning of the year till now, what do you have really observed in his swing?
Well, it reminds me a little bit, Bill, I think of the 2018 season. It was either 2018 or 2019 when Brandon Crawford got off to a really bad start in April. I think he was hitting like 160 at the end of April, and he ended up making the All-Star team that year as the starting shortstop for the National League because he hit 400 for about 6 weeks. He was just incredible over a long stretch. I can still remember sitting in Nationals Park on a day when Max Scherzer was pitching well, and Brandon Crawford had four hits off of Max Scherzer. And when he gets locked in, he's a streaky hitter, much like Brandon Belt, much like Austin Slater, and they can all do damage. And so when he's simplified things at the plate, when he's seeing the ball well, you're going to see numbers that are really reflective of one of the best offensive shortstops in the National League when he's at his best.
Well, I will tell you this, and the way baseball season goes, no matter what happens today, you get Texas in for two, and you think the Giants should be able to handle that. But Joey Gallo, believe me, is going to the way the ball is carrying here, he's going to just can't wait to see that right field wall. And it's an American League team. There's no DH, so the Giants, you know, should have some advantage. Then it's on the road to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And these are 10 games. Let's forget about today. But, you know, you can win today, and then if you don't take care of business in Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, it allows everybody to catch up. So these road games against teams they should beat, I think, are very, very, very important.
Critical. Absolutely critical, Marty. You really got to go 6-4 during this 10-game stretch or 7-3. And I think that would set you up well for the end of the month against the Dodgers. When the Giants go and they play seven games in a 10-day stretch against the Dodgers, I think two against a D-backs team that's looking a lot more complete than it was at the beginning of the season. It's really important that they take care of business on the road. We talk all season You know, you mentioned yesterday, 50 wins at home and 500 ball on the road, that gets the job done. Well, you get to 500 on the road by beating up on the bad teams, by beating the teams that you should, and the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds or teams that the Giants should be able to handle this year. You're absolutely right about that.
You know, Marty and Kerry, both of you can answer this one. You know, sweeping a team is so difficult, especially mm-hmm. now you got the San Diego Padres. You're 127 outs from taking three games from them and really putting a margin in here. What do you both think needs to happen today? Because, you know, you got Chris Paddock out there. I really believe early runs are going to settle on Johnny Cueto. That's my observation of going into this game. Your thoughts, Kerry, first.
Well, I would agree with that, Bill. And what I would say is you don't want Drew Pomeranz and Mark Melancon getting into this baseball game. If the Giants can avoid that, they're going to win and they're going to sweep. If they don't, I think that, you know, San Diego will have things set up because the Giants took the first two games, so the bullpen's stacked right now, Marty, for Jace Tingler's Padres team, and that's critical. Early runs are going to be the deciding factor in this one.
Well, Bill, thank you. Time now for Keys to the Game, sponsored by Geico, a proud partner of Memphis. All right, I thought maybe you were warming me up for Keys to the Game here. But, you know, for me, it's not to play catch-up. And I think, Kerry, if I boil down what you said, I think that's what you said. Don't play catch-up here. Get your runs early and, stay, as Kerry said, stay away from that bullpen. And also, get Cueto 5. The rest of the bullpen is fairly well rested. Rogers, of course, as I say, will pitch in 120 games anyway. But basically, get ahead and don't play catch-up. And that's the one thing I think is the key to the game, sponsored by Geico, a proud partner of Major League Baseball.
Great stuff.
There you go, Marty. I set you up.
You did perfect. Now I don't have to do keys to the game. All right, I like it.
Oh, that's good.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I think the whole key is today. I mean, if they could come out winning three today, they just can't go into Texas with two games and play aggressively. And injuries, I mean, Solano's coming back. You keep hearing about him, and I think that's going to be a key member to get back in this lineup, Kerry. And Solano has been so great for them when he's been in it, but the injury, let's just hope that he's getting over it where he can get on this road trip with them.
Well, let's hold that one for next week because we got to run. We're going to go up to the booth. So, Bill, Kerry, great afternoon. Happy Mother's Day to you guys, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marty and Kerry.
All right.
Okay, Kerry. All right, more coming up. We're going to go up to the booth and talk with the Hall of Famer, John Miller, right after this. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.